All right, we're back. So, two quick things. One, some of you already heard this story, so I'll make it quick on the anal boot chugs. So, after rugby games, there was a lot of chugging of beer. At the time, I didn't drink, so I was luckily exempt from all this. it wasn't even really for religious grounds in the beginning. I just didn't like drinking.
Yeah.
But like, if you said that, they looked at like you like you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, ah, sure. They'd say, oh, is it because of religion? I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Just like end the conversation, move on, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, so you take somebody else's, your own shoe, pour beer into it after you played a rugby game in it, your cleats, and drink out of it. Then you take another dude's shoe and drink out of it. And then you would, as in one of those pictures, sometimes you'd run it down his chest and capture it in the cleat and then drink it. You run it down his back and drink it. And then finally, you run it down his anus and capture it in the shoe.
Oh, God,
and then drink the beer.
It like makes me gag when I really think about it. It's like disgusting.
Why do like... Like it's not even homoerotic, it's like homo fucking disgusting,
it's
right?
So, it's so disgusting.
It's so like I don't
like obviously it depends, right? It's like after a rugby game, so he's sweaty and gross. So like it's that, but you know, people are, excuse my language, but people are eating each other's asses like for pleasure. Like that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
So I get that.
If you're into that, then okay, it's erotic for whatever way you go, God bless, right? But why do that? Like, are they into it? Is that what they like? Is that like, or because guys are stupid, young guys are stupid, and so they're like, ah, whatever's grosser is awesome. Gross is awesome.
Yeah, I think in that context, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and look, and then there was the thing I did participate in. When you the first time you score a try, you have to get naked and run around the field, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of nudity going.
There's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of dick play, anus stuff, and liquids exchange and stuff. So it's because I say that because it's, as always, like the most manly guys, like the football players, the rugby players, smash into each other all the time, and they got to wrestle in that scrum.
There was this great Sports Illustrated article a few years back, and I shared it with Christian because, you know, he would always talk about the clubhouse and when he was a baseball player, and well, he was a baseball player, not a big deal. And like, just like some of the homoerotic stuff that happens in the clubhouse, and these are like super manly men, and like it's just weird. So the Sports Illustrated thing kind of detailed it and like why that happens, and honestly I forgot like the reason why, but it like one of the main things is that somehow miraculously it leads to this weird brotherhood, like this weird bond, like that homoeroticism leads to that bond, and I thought it was just strange but interesting.
Maybe that's why I didn't bond with the rugby guys enough, because I never drank beer out of their ass.
Maybe I don't know.
Oh, anyway, one of those guys went on to be Ryan Gosling's character in The Big Short. Okay, that's kind of amazing. Like those are the guys who then wound up, in his case, making billions of dollars. For shorting the housing market. Well, he made his company billions, and then when they gave him a $50 million bonus, he sued them because it was so low.
Oh my God.
Man, it's a funny world we live in. Anyway, let's do the Hollywood sign story.
Okay, so as everyone knows, in Los Angeles, there's the landmark of the Hollywood sign. And so there are various trails that lead up to the Hollywood sign. You can't get so close to it where you can touch it, right? They want to protect it. But you can get really close and see it. And a lot of tourists and a lot of LA locals like to do that hike and go see the Hollywood sign, take pictures, yada, yada. Now, one thing that you should keep in mind is that a lot of these trails, including one of the more famous hikes in Los Angeles, Runyon Canyon, are in the hills where all of these huge homes are, where all these wealthy people live. And all these wealthy people, not all of them, but a loud minority of them, hate the hikers, hate the tourists, and they're pissed that they have to deal with having to see them, all these like, you know, low class individuals, they have to see them on a regular basis. And so the small loud minority actually went to court to have one of the gates shut for one of the hikes, okay, that lead up to the Hollywood sign. So the decision to close the gate at the top of the Beechwood Canyon has delighted the litigants who hate seeing hikers driving or walking up their narrow winding streets each weekend and who worry about traffic jams, littering, urination, and unauthorized smoking in a fire hazard zone. Okay, so keep that graphic up for a second, keep it up. So I go on these hikes on a regular basis, okay. So here's what does happen. Sometimes there's traffic, yes, because people need to drive to get there. There's absolutely no littering whatsoever, okay? If you try to litter, people will call you out immediately and destroy you, okay?
Is there any public urination?
There's no fucking public urination. Get the fuck out of here. Unauthorized smoking in Los Angeles, in the LA Hills? No, no. Okay, if you have the audacity to do that, you'll get called out immediately, okay? So like it's a cultural thing for sure, but people really value these trails and they value the nature, like they value all of the beautiful natural things that Los Angeles has to offer, right? So people sometimes break the law, of course, but there's like a certain level of respect that you see on these trails that I think that these assholes are discounting or pretending to discount because they want to close the gate that leads up to the Hollywood sign because they don't want to deal with, you know, middle class people in their neighborhoods.
Okay. So the original Hollywood sign, I don't know if you know this, used to say Hollywood Land. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it existed was not to publicize movies or anything like that. It had nothing to do with it. It had to do with the real estate. They were trying to sell real estate in the Hollywood Hills, what they called Hollywood Land.
Yeah.
The land eventually fell off and they just kept the sign as Hollywood. It literally fell, the letters fell. And one of the ways that they advertised it was, look at all these beautiful trails that you can hike and ride your horses, etc. By the way, this story ties into, it turns out the thing that made the difference at the end was because there's a lot of homeowners who, like you said, are actually the majority wanted the gate open.
Yes.
The minority won, but it's because there was a company that ran some sort of
horse ranch
there. As soon as there was a company, the courts are like, no, that's it, it's over.
Okay, but here's the thing. So the judge in this case never ruled to close the gate. The judge did rule that, hey, you know what? If there are certain inconveniences to the homeowners in the area, well, maybe we should make some, you know, changes that accommodate the hikers, but also, you know, make the homeowners happy. But they decided to close the gate anyway. And so now there's this
Sally sold seashells by the.
Yeah. So now there's this like, no, he's lying, she's lying thing going on, which frustrates me. Also, hikers and tourists will now be redirected to the next canyon over where there are only intermittent partial views of the sign. Not only is the Bronson Canyon Trail more arduous and more than a mile longer than the Beechwood Access Trail, the one that they've closed down or the gate that they've closed down, but the gate closing risks shifting the nuisance problems into someone else's backyard. Because remember, since there's various trails, the number of hikers does get split up, right? The number of tourists does get split up. And now that they've closed one of them, everyone's gonna go to the other one, which by the way is a harder trail, it's a longer trail, and also doesn't give you a complete view of the Hollywood sign. By the way, this is all public land. This is all public land. This is all land that taxpayer money goes toward maintaining and keeping open so people, the public, can enjoy it. But these little wealthy assholes are like, no, I don't wanna deal with the traffic and I don't wanna have to see the hikers. Well, too fucking bad. You made a decision to buy a property near a fucking trail where people wanna fucking hike. If you don't like it, then why don't you move your rich ass somewhere else?
So we were supposed to fight over this. There's only one part that we're gonna fight over because we almost completely agree. The part is I thought it was just a little too related to your personal life, like because you hike around there.
Yeah, you know why? And that's what I love about LA. Okay, there are a lot of downsides to living in LA, including the cost. But being able to enjoy nature while living in a big city is important to me, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't mind my tax money going towards stuff like that and maintaining it. And going there, honestly, going on a hike with my husband and my dog really determines whether or not I'm gonna have a great day. If I start my day with that, no matter what, the world can fucking fall apart and I'm having a great day. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's the case for a lot of people. And so to like shut off access to people who aren't wealthy enough to live in that area really upsets me. That's public land.
Okay, so it partly feels a little local newsy. The number of gates closed have doubled. but so has the traffic in other gates. Right? At the same time, I get what you're saying and I totally agree. Look, we need to keep public lands public. And if you made the decision to live by them, that's kind of on you, dude. Because it's not like, so sometimes rich right wingers, and I don't know what these guys' politics are, but rich right wingers will say like, oh, well, if you don't like your job, go get another minimum wage job. Well, you don't often have that luxury or that ability. But in this case, they actually do. So one of them that's on the wrong side of this.
Oh, we have a graphic of this. Let's go to the last graphic in the story. So one person who's in favor of shutting down the gate says maybe they need to consider moving the sign, renting it out to Universal or Warner Brothers to put it on their hillside. A Beechwood resident, Christine O'Brien, said.
What is that okay. pronunciation for?
All right. No, I just want to emphasize her name. She's mean. Is getting close to that sign really an important thing? Well, obviously it was important to you, wasn't it, bitch? Isn't that part of the reason why you bought that property? Why don't you move somewhere else?
So I enjoy that quote because of how, to your point, how self-centered she is. You move close to the sign because the property values are better and you like being next to the sign, or etc. And you're like, oh, but the planet should revolve around me. So they should take this giant landmark that is one of the best well-known landmarks in the world,
yeah,
and move it somewhere else,
yeah,
instead of me moving away from it,
yeah,
because the traffic near it is bothering me. It's their own like obsession with themselves and their inability to see other people's concerns is maddening.
Yes. And by the way, I do want to give credit to the good people, because there are good people living in the Hollywood Hills who actually wanted to protect the trail. One of them is Chris Sullivan, and she said, the bad guys won. The bad guys who are rude and don't care about anyone else. Here we are trying to look out for the greater good, and we failed. Chris, you are awesome. Thank you.
An American hero.
Yes.
By the way, I did much worse. I don't want to get back into it, and you guys have heard it in other post games. Mm-hmm. But I took an unauthorized trail to the Hollywood sign, a trail that didn't exist, and I actually did touch the sign.
I know. People try to do that or do that all the time, but it's dangerous. Like,
it's
and
frowned
also
upon by these hikers. They got all their rules. So it's like I
want to preserve, you know, the enjoyable parts of the city for everyone, not just for the wealthy. Okay.
So. Anna. I follow all the rules.
No, I don't follow all the rules. But I don't care if someone goes up to the Hollywood sign. That's fine. But just be careful, because it could get dangerous. Like there's a really dangerous trail at Runyon Canyon, and it's actually closed because too many people either like rolled off and hurt themselves or needed to be rescued. And one day when I was hiking with Christian, all of a sudden we see like helicopters everywhere and ambulances and stuff everywhere. I'm like, what's going on? And some idiot decided to hike it, and he or she, I couldn't tell, was just stranded in the middle of it. It's like super steep. It's like steep up the hill. Mm-hmm. And they got stuck and they were scared. And so like he or she had to be lifted with the helicopter.
I was this close to that. Could you imagine they had to lift my fat ass up out of there? No, it is. Don't do it, because it is a little dangerous. Like yeah. There was parts where I was like, we really could fall here, and if we did, we really could kind of die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So be a little bit careful if you're going to do that. But what we've learned from today's show is Anna likes to follow the rules and own a fucking house. Okay. All right, guys. Aggressive Progressives up next. We'll see you tomorrow.